Welcome to the Airflow Podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Thomas, and this is the place where Kingdom Heirs go to be informed and inspired. So sit back, relax, and flow with me. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Airflow Podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Thomas, and I am so grateful to be back on the podcast doing a new episode. I know it seems like it's been a while, but I'm definitely excited to be here and to share with you guys today. I pray that everybody's been doing well since the last time you had a chance to come together. We had a chance to come together, I should say. And what I want to share with you today is really focusing on something that in this time off that I've had in between doing episodes, I've had the ability to do some traveling and just really think about where I've been going in my life. And it made me really just start thinking about the journey. So I titled this episode, you know, Enjoy the Journey. Because I think it's so easy for us, especially people who are very, you know, they're very much, you know, dedicated to getting to the next place, goal oriented. And we put ourselves in a position where we think so much and we focus so much on getting to that place, whatever that place is or whatever that goal is, that we miss out so much in the journey. And I think it's important. And this is why I want to really share, because there's some things I've been reading that I definitely want to share and just give my takes in this episode on some of the information I'm sharing and how it's impacted my life. And hopefully, you know, it will get all of us to really take a time out and start to look at things a little differently. There's a quote from Arthur Ashe that I love. I've heard it several times in the past. And, you know, if you don't know who Arthur Ashe is, Google him. But he is a very, 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 very famous African-American tennis player, broke a lot of records and barriers. He's got a stadium named after him where the U.S. Open is played in New York. But he said, success is a journey, not a destination. The doing is often more important than the outcome. The doing is often more important than the outcome. And why is that? You know, why is it that we get so caught up in the goal that we forget all the great things that happen along the way? And even with some of the trials and tribulations, it makes for achieving the goal a lot better. But we'll find out, and we if you live long enough, you'll see those goals. You don't stay at that point. You don't stay at the moment to revel in success. I mean, we're in graduation season right now. And, you know, if you look at, you know, the celebrations and everything, you know, graduating, my two nephews graduate this year, my sister's sons. I've got a niece that's graduating this year. I've got cousins that are graduating this year. You know, we've got so many people, and we see this a lot when you get to graduation season. Everybody's celebrating, and yeah, you have achieved this great accomplishment, and that's great for a little bit of time. But then it's like, okay, now it's on to the next thing. For some, it's college. For others, it's a career. You know, there's a trade. Whatever it is, there's always that next thing. You know, my daughter's experiencing some of that. There was a lot of joy and happiness and celebration when she graduated from high school, you know, it's always that feeling. It's like, it's great. But then college hits and it's like, well, I guess that time is over. We're not celebrating, you know, and we're still proud of her, but I think she even feels like it just was like, I'm on to the next thing. But going through high school, she was so focused on the journey. I'm sorry. She was so focused on the goal. I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to get out of high school. And now she goes back and she thinks about it. And it's like, you know, I really did have a good time. I wish I would have enjoyed it more. You know, my wife has said the same thing about college. She was so worried about the grades. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, being you know, making sure that you're staying up to date on your grades, but you forget about the journey, the friendships that you forged, or just, you know, whether you were a party person or just somebody who really didn't take the time to go to events, and because you were so busy studying and your mindset was so laser focused, you didn't enjoy the process. And there were some things that I felt like, man, I should have took advantage of that. I should, when I was younger in school, and, you know, but again, I was in the same boat. You know, was there pressure? Yeah, but some of it was what we put on ourselves, you know, to try to maintain our scholarships as engineering students and things of that nature. So it was more about getting to the end. We were trying to get to the end game versus, man, this journey was pretty dope. We really enjoyed it. You know, when you look back, it's like, I wish I would have did this a little bit more. All in all, we graduated, but we could have enjoyed the process, the journey more. So here's a few things just in the research that I've been doing that I want to share with you. And again, these are reasons, like right now I want to share a few reasons why we have to learn to love and enjoy the journey of our life. So one of the things that I've read and it kind of hit me is that, and you don't really think about it, but realistically we spend 99% of our time on the journey. 99% of our time is in the pursuit of something. Happiness, joy, marriage, purpose, material things, relationships, whatever that, you know, educational goal, whatever those goals are, you always are spending time getting to that next place, the journey. And really, it you think about it, if you really look at it, you spend that much time going from place to place, whatever, getting to whatever that goal is. If you look at a map of your life, you spend a lot of time going, oh, I've got to do this, do this, do this, do this. But you spend majority of your time on the path to get to that next thing. Why not enjoy it? Because you're only going to be at that destination, whatever that it is, whatever that goal is. You're only going to sit there for a second. Like, oh, I did it. You know, all the work you did to get that master's degree or that doctorate or that undergrad degree, whatever it took to get there, it took something. And it's part of the process. You spent so much time, but you didn't celebrate and enjoy the successes, or just stop and say, you know what, I'm doing a good job. Some of this stuff I'm learning, I'm finding out new things about myself. I'm growing through this. And most of us don't take the time to, once we get to the goal, we don't really take the time to do some retrospective and think about how we got there. That when we go after the next thing, yeah, I need to take a little bit more time and enjoy it, not stress about it, not worry, because I know if I keep moving forward, if I keep the same process I did to get to the other goal, I know it's going to work. I know that, you know, I'm going to get there. So it's not a matter of, am I going to do it, or if I get there? It's more so, what do I get out of the process of getting to that point? And that's why you have a journey, because you're supposed to learn and grow, figure things out and develop along the way. You're only spending 1% of the time at the destination. So why not do it? I mean, think about this, you know, holidays. We'll just look at Christmas. You know, there's always this big to do. You know, for some people, the best part of the holiday is the actual shopping and planning and all the other stuff that you're looking forward to do, and getting things together for people who are going to come visit, or if you're going to go somewhere for the holidays to visit. It's all about that point. You get excited about it. And then when the holidays come, you know, it's like that's the climax of everything. You reach that point, and then the holidays go away, and it's like you start the first of the year, and everybody's like, oh, you know, back to the thing. But you stress out. Some people stress out about that whole part, the preparation. Think about how much joy you get for shopping. You know, for those that like to shop and buy gifts and all that good stuff. But think about how much fun for those that like to shop, and, you know, whether it's I don't do much of the going to the stores, but ordering things online or getting that one special gift that that significant other or that child or somebody that who's special in your life, getting that for them, and how good you felt through that journey of getting it. Now, once you get to that, to the holiday, and you give it to them, the responses may not be what you wanted, but the journey you enjoyed, right? You know, it's the same thing about vacations. There's an anticipation, there's an excitement to plan a vacation for those that like to do that kind of stuff. My wife loves that. I even get a kick out of it, looking at different places that we want to stay, views and restaurants and just things to do at those places, wherever we go to visit, whether it's, you know, going abroad or staying somewhere in the, you know, domestically inside the continental USA. I mean, we just look at what fun things there are to do, and it's the anticipation, it's the buildup of it, and you enjoy that journey. Our life is meant to be that way. It's not meant to sit back and just focus on going to the next place. And that's, you know, just our focus is just the next goal, the next goal. Yeah, you're supposed to have a roadmap. You're supposed to have an understanding, but you still have to get there. And there could be so much time in between the different goals that you have set. Why not enjoy it? Another thing that you can look at when we talk about why it's important to enjoy the journey is it helps to keep an elevated emotion to attract the destination. That's just a fancy way of saying, you know, people use things, terms like energy. You put energy out there. You hear about The Secret, you know, what you put out in the universe comes back. You know, from a more spiritual standpoint and biblical, you know, it's the power of the tongue, what you say. But again, it's an unwritten language. It's an unseen language. It's body language. It's what your energy you're putting into something. I mean, we think about how energy works in our life. And when you realize that, you know, like energy attracts each other. So if the energy that I'm giving off spiritually or whatever it is to something, to a goal that I say I want to achieve, but my energy is off, or my energy is not really built towards that, then guess what? You're not going to attract that. If my thought process is always stressing out and always like, oh, I hate I'm doing this, or why did I put myself through this? If that's always the case, then you're not going to enjoy the journey, and you're not going to appreciate the destination or the goal that you're seeking. You see it as work, but it's something that you want to accomplish. And yeah, you know, we know when we're not enjoying the journey, what happens? You get frustrated, you get upset, you get angry, and it just throws everything off. You have a different spirit about yourself. And we want to talk about, you know, God blessing you along the way. Well, how is God going to bless you along the way when you're basically cursing out everything that's going on the journey, even though you know you're on the path and you know what the end goal is? Sometimes you just got to take a step back and celebrate the wins. And that's why, you know, again, I look at different things when I'm going through something. Even, you know, the other day I was, you know, having a time of feeling overwhelmed, and I said, you know what, I'm going to jump in the pool. I've been blessed to have a swimming pool. My family's been blessed. God has blessed us with the pool. For some people, it may not seem like a big deal, but I just sat there looking around and said, man, you know, I'm really blessed. Even though I'm busy and I'm trying to build businesses, I'm trying to build I'm at my job, you know, working, getting things together, and you know, there's talking about career growth there, and, you know, family things that we're desiring to do, and just there's so many things going on. But if the energy I give is off, and it's like I'm always complaining about it, you know, even though I know that this is going to help me be successful, I mean, it pretty much will repel the thing that you should be. That instead of giving the energy that will attract you to that thing, that will bring it in. Being appreciative of where God has brought you. That's the perspective I'm coming from. Are you showing appreciation? Are you praising God for for you being able to even take part in this, to push and pursue some of these things. Don't take it for granted. And the last reason for this piece of what I want to talk about in terms of why we should ensure the why we should enjoy the journey is, you know, it gives us the opportunity to really it expands our positive life experience. And we understand, I mean, we should understand that our life is one big experience, and that we are having every moment of the day. So it's always an experience. And we can choose. I mean, some things we don't have control over, right? But there are a lot of things that we do have control over. And if we're always thinking and taking the pessimistic view, the negative view of everything, it spreads around. And again, it goes back to the attraction, the energy that we're putting out. There's just always this thought of something bad is going to happen. Something's not going to be right. Something's not going to, you know, everything goes wrong for me. Those are the type of things that I really, I don't like being around people like that, because if your energy is always about bringing people, you know, bringing yourself down, and you're always just giving that negative vibe, your spirit is just, you know, so beaten up, you know, I'm all for trying to lift people up and get them to understand, you know, understand where they're coming from, because we all have those moments. This isn't one of those things where I'm being naive and just saying I've never had a down moment. I do. But if the majority of my life is I look at things and I look at my life's journey as being a negative thing, then there's some things that I've got to change. What can I control that can change that? Can I control my thoughts? Yeah, I can control my thoughts. If I choose to. But we all know that some of us don't choose to do it. But if we think about it, if we focus on expanding our positive experiences of just the present moment, we become different people. You're happier. We're more relaxed and focused, creative, and even, you know, easier to deal with, or live with, or work with. But I always tell people, you know, I've mentioned this before about, you know, the fight or flight mode. You know, if everything is either I'm a fight or I'm a run, you know, there's, you know, I'm always worrying about the future destination and not being present, like living in the moment, in the present. You're not enjoying the journey. And in that way, we risk our own health and the health of, you know, the thing that we are trying to build, the relationships, you know, reaching the goals that we're trying to get to. So, you know, we're supposed to have, you know, our destination, our outcomes, our goals, and we're supposed to remember they exist so we can become that person who's owning those things. And really just thinking about the journey is about becoming. It's becoming the person we need to be able to have that destination. So if your destination is to be a millionaire, I need to become a millionaire before I have $1 million. And you know, you hear people say it, you know, my man of God says it all the time, but you know, you have to become that thing that you want to be, that you desire to be in your mind. You have to say it. You have to live it. That's part of the journey, because once you can see it, now your spirit is being transformed and your mind is being renewed to seeing that thing as, I can do this. Or that is mine, I see it, and I'm used to it. I've been exposed to it. It may not have manifested. God may not have manifested it for me in the, you know, in the flesh yet, but it's there. I've got it. So you can say I want to be a millionaire, but as soon as gas prices go up, you're like, I'm not driving anymore because I don't want to fill my tank up. If you take that mindset, then what kind of energy are you giving off? Or is it, you know what, I know that I'm blessed, and I know that the gas prices don't mean anything to a millionaire, a billionaire, because they have the money to be able to put gas in their tank. Then you have some people to say, well, you know, I'm desiring to get an electric vehicle. I'm one of them. If I look at the sticker price of the electric vehicle and immediately think, that's too rich for me. I've already lost. I've already sabotaged the journey. Instead of, you know, like I do, I was in California visiting my uncle, you know, and my dad was out there visiting, and we were taking, you know, I was out there to take my son, Trey, out there for his 16th birthday. And every time I was, I mean, of course, it's California. They have tons of them, but I want to, you know, I want a Tesla. And I should say I desire a Tesla. And everywhere I turned, there was Teslas, all models, colors, whatever. I was like, man, this is crazy. But I felt it in my spirit, like, you know, this is just more confirmation. I don't want a Tesla because the gas prices are going up. I desired a Tesla before the gas prices have gone up. But whatever the reason is, that's something I desire. That is a goal or a marker on my map of life. Now, if I stress about it every day and I don't want to look at Teslas because it's going to make me want it more, and I'm not going to put that on my vision board because just seeing it is going to annoy me, then will I ever get a Tesla? No, because I'm always looking at it as it's a negative thing, but I'm enjoying the journey. I'm enjoying looking at them, seeing them on the road. I've had a chance to test drive them, you know, just all that stuff. It seems small, but again, it's a key. Enjoy life, enjoy the journey, because when I get it, I'm going to have an even bigger appreciation for it. Because it's like, man, I remember sitting online, watching reviews, looking at YouTube videos, you know, test driving a thing and just seeing myself in one. And I've test drove a couple of them. And God has put, you know, put us in a position, you know, my pastor let us test drive his. And it was, you know, I was like, man, you know, it expanded me. Because I was like, I'm limiting myself. I just wanted, you know, the Model 3. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the Model 3 is a great car for those that know about Teslas. But I drove a Model X and I'm like, hey, you know, and the one I desired was a Model Y originally. But I was like, and the reason why I said I didn't like the X, and I tried, you know, it's funny because I tried to make excuses. So the Model X, for those that know about Teslas, is more expensive. So this is talking about the journey and how you can sabotage yourself and the energy you put out, the spirit you put into a thing. So the Model X, you know, if anybody knows the price, that's the one of the most expensive cars that Tesla has. So you have the Model S, which is their sports car. And it's probably on par with the X in terms of price. You know, brand new, those things can be over $130,000 brand new. But then the Model Y came out and it was like, oh, it's affordable. I mean, at the time when it first came out, it was around $60,000, something like that, you know. And so I'm like, I'm going to get the Model Y, even though I like the Model X better. But I immediately put it out there like, well, I'm just going to say I want the Model. And I start saying negative things about the Model X. Who's going to want those doors? And, you know, I start hearing little rumors or not rumors, but more so people saying, oh, you don't want to get that Model X because the way the doors are, they're going to, you can't park in tight spaces and yada, yada, yada. And it was all these excuses of why you wouldn't want to get it. But then I looked at it and I actually did more, start researching it and not being afraid of it because I thought I couldn't afford it. And I was like, no, a lot of that stuff isn't true. So now it's just, I'm putting my faith out there and it's the journey to it. Will I get it? Yeah, I'll get it. And I'm going to be excited about it and I'm going to drive it. And then it's going to be the next thing because the target moves, but it's enjoying the journey. Don't just focus on the destination. So those are a few things of why, you know, we should really enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, I should say. And with that, you know, why we should, there's benefits to it. I mean, there are benefits to enjoying the journey. You know, one of the things that, you know, in journeys is we have mistakes, right? We will experience mistakes. And that's part of the journey. But when you do that and you experience the mistakes, those mistakes help us learn and grow. Those risks that we, you know, perceived as mistakes, and they may have just been risks. But you learn, so it makes you better. For those that like to invest, you may have, you know, taken on an investment and made some mistakes to lose money potentially, or, you know, it may not have been losing money, but you didn't make much money, or you started learning different things. How many people took on being owning property, rental property, and they made mistakes with that, but you at least started the journey. You didn't keep yourself from doing it. I don't want to be a landlord. Well, why? I don't want to deal with, you know, collecting money or this, that, and the other. Okay. But how do you know? Have you researched it? Have you looked at different ways? Are you just afraid to make the mistake? Are you afraid to invest because you're afraid to lose money? I mean, I invest in stocks and crypto and all that stuff. And just like everybody else, I've lost. And every time I've lost, I've learned. And my risk factor is, you know, how much am I really willing to lose if something goes wrong? That's part of the process. But every time I've taken the loss, and like I've mentioned before, I don't experience losses. I just experience lessons. I learn, I take note, and I grow. So, you know, again, you know, one of the things is, you know, one of the big things about, you know, why, you know, there are benefits to the process, to the journey, is it can help us learn and grow by dealing with mistakes. Another one is we can gain satisfaction in the pursuit. You know, again, going back to you've heard success is a journey rather than a destination. Because success is always, it's a fluid situation. You get to a place. In my career, you know, I've gone through different levels of success and the target always shifts no matter where I, it just depends on where I am in life. And I get exposed to other things. From a career standpoint, it's like, yeah, I want to get this title. I want to get this role and make so much money and this, that, and the other. Then when you get there, it's like, okay, you know, I'm happy I made it. Now what? It's always the next thing. But there's satisfaction in that journey. And so when you're concentrated on the step-by-step process, you know, you'll start to get excited about each task you accomplish. So you're not worried. You're not just so focused on the destination, but you're seeing these little wins along the way. And then when you make a mistake, you learn a lesson. And then you take that and apply it, and now you keep moving. And sometimes taking that mistake you may make is a step back. But you learn so that you take two steps forward and get right back on the path and accelerate a little bit. But you get excited about each task you accomplish and your attention is more focused, and then you're able to enjoy the present moment. And that's what's important. Enjoy the present moment. Enjoy the small victories, the small wins. The other thing is that, you know, you actually have fewer distractions. Because when you're only focused long term on the vision and you're not focused on or seeing the little wins and celebrating those little successes and, you know, those accomplishments that you do along the way, you know, when you're focused on the small things, the one that's far away, you won't be distracted because you've always got these little things that you can look back at in the present moment. Because when you're not, if you think about it, if you're not distracted by expectations of the final result, then, you know, that overwhelming feeling that you get because of, you know, the final result, you can focus on the task at hand. There's limited distractions. So it's not about winning or losing anybody else. You know, it's more of taking the time and conquering just your own fears or your own challenges through the process. So you're growing, but you don't have to have those distractions because you're not looking at, again, that far out thing. You're focused on the right now. You've got a plan. You've got a roadmap, hopefully, of whatever that is and whatever that destination point is. And so now it's more of, let me get into the task and focus on these. Get these, enjoy these wins. Because every time I see a new win, it's like, man, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm winning. And now you're getting charged up. Because every step of the way, you know, some things can be a little bit more challenging as you get further and closer to it. or so it may seem. So you can focus on building that. You know, one of the things about that they mention about really a benefit of enjoying the journey is there's this feeling of being in charge. So when you don't have a pressure or having a pressure for achieving successful results, or you're kind of going through obstacles that are outside of your control, you can be more worry-free or stress-free. You know, it's said that people who focus on the process have higher self-esteem, they feel empowered, and they live more meaningful lives. So, you know, looking at that and really understanding, I mean, if you think about it, when you're looking at the process, you're growing, you're developing, you're figuring out ways to do things. That's important because that's part of the journey, but it gives you more, a more meaningful feeling with what you're doing, because you're not judging yourself by hitting a destination. And I used to do that, you know, with me, my wife and I, you know, we both had similar goals and we want to retire by 35. You know, we're both pretty much this year 44, and we're not retired in terms of corporate America, but we've grown so much in this journey. We've learned so much. We've taken different paths, but we have seen so much growth through that process. And then, you know, again, it's just going to make it even greater when we hit that part. Because we've built so much, and then we can share that with our kids. Like we're educating ourselves, but we're also educating them at a young age. So they're not making some of the, I won't call them mistakes, but they are making the mistakes, but they have people that are there that can help them through it. We're paving the road for them. So that it's very important. And then, you know, kind of the last thing is, you know, when you focus on the process to really enjoy the journey, you derive happiness in giving your best. So your happiness isn't dependent upon the end result. If you focus on the journey, you take joy in how hard you've worked towards getting to that goal. And so I hope that makes sense, because a lot of us, again, everything is measured off of, like I said previously, it's measured off of, did I hit the end goal? There's a saying that, you know, you aim for the moon, but you may land in the stars. So you're still out there. You may not have hit the moon, but the goal is still you're achieving so much. You're still when you work at it and you get to even in the vicinity of what you're looking for, you don't feel overwhelmed. You're like, I belong here. I know I can do this. So again, rather than allowing your happiness to be dependent upon the end, the destination, the final goal, if you focus on the journey, then you'll find joy. And that's important. That's important to find that joy, to show, you know, or find the joy from the hard work you put in, because you're going to have to work towards any goal worth having. It's not going to be handed to you, but you're going to be blessed and see favor along the way when you've got the right attitude, the right spirit, and you're doing things with the right intentions and just enjoying the moment. What good does it serve you to stress and worry about something that you want, then once you get it, you're not even in a position to enjoy it. You actually hate that thing. You despise it. What was the purpose of going through all of that if all you're going to do is stress and worry? There isn't one, right? It's like, I don't even want this thing. I wanted all this stuff. You're like, you did all that fussing and fighting and you're toiling and all that stuff. And it's like, man, was this even worth it? And now it loses value when it had so much value to you before. And some people look at it like, well, you know, maybe I just didn't really need it. No, that's not necessarily the case. It's just that you put yourself in so much of a spin to get it done that it was, it's now you have this negative effect towards it, or this negative feeling towards it. You have ill will towards it. And it's, you blame it on the thing that you were shooting for when it wasn't that. It was you or us who was making it to be so difficult. And then finally, I just want to share, these are sort of 8 ways to really value, to show value in the journey that you're taking part in, no matter where you are in your life. And I read these and I thought, you know, these are pretty good, because it really is important to value the journey. But you have to also understand that it's wherever you are. Most people aren't where they desire to be. But the difference is there are those who are still enjoying life despite the fact that they're not where they want to go, but they know they're on the path. So what we want to talk, what I want to show in this portion is just some ways that we can be satisfied. Some may say content, being contented is bad because you're still shooting for the goals, but be happy even with how things may unfold, whether they are good or bad, those mistakes, those things that we may have missed, or we may have a lesson learned along the way, but we still can be happy. So the first thing is to show gratitude. Show gratitude in the process. Find something every day that you're thankful for. Doesn't matter if it's big or small. You know, it could be just telling somebody how much you appreciate them. Spouse, your children, friends, family. Be thankful for. It don't always have to be, it doesn't always have to be something that is monetary or, you know, material, but just show gratitude daily, every day. The next thing is be committed. Set goals, stick with the goals. Will they need to be adjusted? Yes, that's the joy of the journey. You discover new things, you uncover new information, and you make tweaks to the plan. But it doesn't change the goal. You just tweak the process, that you tweak the journey a little bit. But you'll still make sure you keep your eye on the ultimate goal, whatever that is. But stay committed. Don't get caught up in the cost of something. Don't get caught up in, you know, how many years of school I have to dedicate to this. Don't get caught in all that. I'm sure there's a million doctors who looked at all the school that they had to go through and was like, man, I'm really going to go through all these years of school and then all the work that it took. But if they didn't, imagine if they didn't, then how many doctors would we have out there that are saving lives every day, or whatever sort of doctor they are? But imagine if they just gave up along the way. They just lost their commitment. We don't, you know, you can't do that. Stay focused, because the success and the goals that you're reaching are not necessarily just for you, but it's for the, you know, betterment for a lot of people, for some folks. So when you quit, it doesn't just impact you. There's a downstream effect. So stay committed. The next thing is, you know, cherish your friends. I don't get this to this day. And I'm not the kind of person who just has to be around a bunch of people. But why not focus around putting yourself around people who actually do love you, love you as a person? Not the success you have, not what you have. But you nurture those relationships, and then also be a true friend and not judge others. And that can be difficult because it's so easy to judge. I know, I understand. But you have to be around people who love you and are going to be willing to help you grow, not be offended because you're growing or be offended by your success, and that they only come around when they know you're being successful. You know, cherish those relationships. The next thing is keep on learning. Everything is changing around us daily, hourly, you know, by the second. So if you find something that piques your interest, follow it. Or find something new, but keep learning, keep growing. If you're interested in something, I mean, we're in an information age. it doesn't take much to Google something. Use Google. Now, you've got to go a little deeper, because everything you find on Google isn't necessarily factual, but there's tools out there. You don't have to go to the library and look through periodicals and pull out the little index cards and, you know, dig through stuff. The information is right there. You can type it in plain English and find out. There's free learning everywhere. I use YouTube for so much stuff. Free. But again, keep learning. Don't stop. Now, this next one is interesting. And I know some people are going to challenge this, but I'm going to put it out there, and then I'm going to explain why I agree with this. It doesn't mean that you don't know how to do this, but you shouldn't focus on that being something that you always want to be able to do. And what it says is, don't multitask. Don't multitask. Most people say you got to learn how to multitask. But when we talk about the grand scheme of things and really enjoying the journey of life, when you multitask, is it really helping you? So look at it like this, trying to do more than one thing at once, doesn't it cause burnout for most people? And won't it kind of stop you from focusing on the present? Let's just look at this. Is it better for you to is it better for you to do 5 tasks at one time that you only complete 50% in that day? Or is it better for you to do 1 task and see it through to the end in that day? So in the course of a week, and I said 50%, but think about it, in the course of a week, you can have so many tasks that are started, but they never get to an ending point that week. When I know I can complete, 5 to 10 tasks in the course of a work week, a Monday through Friday, but you're just wanting to stay busy and take on different tasks and you never get to the end of it. Projects that you've been working on for years, but because, you never finished one thing, you're just popping around from one thing to the next. And now it's always something else to do, and you're so scatterbrained. Why not just focus on here's the number of tasks I'm going to get done today? I would advise everybody, I started using them. I'm trying to use it more again and incorporating it back into my daily life. But get you what's called there's a company called Trello, Trello. They're not a sponsor, but I use it. I'm going to share things that I use. And it's basically, if you understand Kanban, or, it's a Japanese style way of, a process that's used. It's very heavily used in the auto industry from some of the Japanese manufacturers. But it basically gives you swim columns of, things that are to do, things that are in progress, things that are done. And you can those are just basic three columns. And you work those things from left to right. So, and really you should only take on a task. You move it from to do to in progress, meaning I am actively working on that. Now, when you get in trouble is I'm moving a million things over into in progress when I know I'm not going to get all those things done. And this is something that you should look at daily, because what happens is, each day you move over tasks. So you can separate your done column by days of the week if you want, or just overall look at the board weekly. Each week there are new tasks. Some may carry over, but you want to, you can look at it from a certain time perspective. But imagine, if you focused on completing one task at a time. Doesn't mean that you're just going to do one task a day, but you see that task through fruition, get it done and get something else done. How much more progress will you have? So when people celebrate being able to multitask, it's great to be able to do that. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, how much more joy would you get by looking at your day and saying, man, I accomplished a lot today? Meaning I got all these things done. Not I started this, I started that. And tomorrow I got to come back in and I got to remember where I left off and try to finish off some of these tasks. But something else comes up and I don't finish that off, or something else comes up and I don't finish that off. And you look at it, it's the end of the week and you haven't really accomplished much. You started a bunch of stuff, but you never accomplished it. So just think about that. There's always things that people say, well, you got to be able to multitask. Yes, but when I'm talking about being able to look at goals, things that are going to help build towards that destination point you want to get to, those goals that you want to accomplish, think about multitasking from a more macro level versus more micro level. Yes, you should be able to listen and write at the same time. That's multitasking. This isn't saying, you know, this isn't taking it to that granular of a level. The next thing is balance your life. And yes, it's easier said than done. But we tend to focus on, we tend to focus on not being able to really balance, find balance in our life. And there's different ways to find balance, you know, from, and it's all around mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever that is, emotionally. You should be able to have good relationships or good feelings about all those areas of your life. You can't enjoy the age you're at and the stage you're at in your life unless you can leave certain things around, like work. I'm sorry, leave it behind, not around, but leave it behind. How many times do we get caught in a rat race of work? I'm just going to use work because, again, there's always going to be some level of work. It doesn't matter if you're, if you own your own business or businesses, there's work to be done. You have to work to develop. But through that journey of developing it, when you get to a place in life where you can enjoy the fruit that you've been planting and is growing, and now you see it, you know, for those that want to just be able to invest in and build, work hard to build these businesses to where you can just walk and collect these mailbox, just collect these, you know, checks from the mailbox. You just get mailbox money all day, every day. It's possible. But at some point you got to look at, you got to find balance. Everything can't be wake up and just burn yourself out. Take time for self-care. It's important. Self-care is important. Mental health care, exercising, you know, making sure to take time out to enjoy, you know, the fruit of your labor. And sometimes it doesn't mean that you have to celebrate too early when you haven't accomplished anything, but take time out to breathe because it refreshes you, it renews you, you know, and you won't lose, you know, because that balance is going to be important, especially for this next thing. Because without getting that balance, you won't be able to make your family first. And it doesn't matter if you have kids or a spouse or a significant other, whatever it is, you know, family is important. We should all make sure that we make it a priority to spend time with our family, our kids. We should be able to go to games and performances. Now, are you going to make every one of them? No. But remember, being present is being there. And it's being accountable and it's paying attention. It's not, you know, going to a kid's baseball or basketball or some type of sporting event that your child is doing or something at the school or an award ceremony or just whatever the child is doing. Being present is not being on your cell phone and having conversations and not making sure that your attention is on them. That's being present when you can tell them how they're doing. You can tell them how good of a job they did. You know, those as being present. And the last thing, and this is really what, and I'm really getting my kids, we're getting our kids into this more to really expose them and expand, just expand them in their lives, expand their mindset, expand their vision or views of the world, is take time to travel. And if you've listened to any of these podcasts, you've heard me say traveling is important. We love to travel, but take time to travel. It opens your mind. You know, it makes you more tolerant to, and I say tolerant, it doesn't mean accepting, but you see differences, and then you can sit and have real conversations. You can appreciate too what you have at home. Because sometimes you may go to other countries or visit other areas and it's not the same. So it can give you another appreciation. But again, taking time to travel, I mean, it is important. Get out of your house, your area. Don't be afraid to go somewhere else. Learn other cultures. See how other people live. One of the beautiful things about that I've had, you know, with my wife and I traveling to Italy, is seeing some of the things that I grew up learning about in history books or art books or things like that. You know, we went to Italy, you know, got a chance to go to the Vatican and, you know, seeing the Statue of David and just all these different things that you always read about. Seeing the paint, you know, how the paint, the artwork on in the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. You know, seeing that was great. I mean, it was awesome seeing the architecture and everything. Some people think it's boring, but I'm like, man, you know, these things have been built over, you know, centuries ago. And it's exciting. But to see that up close and personal, to see how the food is prepared, ingredients that are used, you know, how homes look, how streets. I mean, we went to Venice and how in a lot of areas in Venice, you know, you get around through the canals. It's different. It's not the place that you're at majority of the time, but it gives you a different appreciation. One, just for God's work. When you get a chance to go and look at the ocean and beaches and architecture, you look at all this stuff and it's like, man, this is crazy. I remember reading about this as a kid. Now I'm standing in front of this. It is a great experience. And we've been trying to get that with our kids, you know, starting them, you know, getting on a plane. You know, they've been to Aruba. They've been to Cabo, you know, and we're trying to get them overseas to go, you know, we're going to take them to Europe at some point. You know, our goal is next year to be able to do that. You know, we've been to Orlando, go to Disney. We've been there so many times and we love it. We'll go back. But there's more to life than Florida. Florida's a great place. There's more to life than that. There's more to this world. And it gives you, like I said, it gives us a different experience and a different exposure. So, again, it opens us up. It helps us to really enjoy the journey, to value the journey. So, you know, again, every phase of life that we live in, they always have benefits. So really, we should really focus on making the most of where we are today. Focus on where we are today and then enjoy the journey, because life overall is short. Now, I'm not saying in years, but I'm just saying we spend most of the time on the journey. The destination points can be few and far between, depending on what it is. Sometimes you can have a lot. Sometimes it can be a longer gap, depending on what you're shooting for. But you're always going to be on the journey. So why not enjoy it? Take time to relish in the things that you learn, and the things you accomplish along the way. Because really, that's what it's about. That's what life is. A lot of times people won't remember, or you may not remember the goal you hit unless you've got it written down and, you know, you keep track of it. But a lot of times you remember things that happened along the way, because that's where most of the memories take place. So please just make sure, as kingdom heirs, and again, I say this all the time, we are supposed to enjoy life to the fullest. Live life to the fullest. And you can't live that being destination minded. It's always great to have goals. That's your roadmap to help you along the way, so you know where you're supposed to go on the journey. There's a spiritual roadmap that you stay on. You have the Bible to help you with that. You have some kind of spiritual leader, pastor, or, you know, someone that you trust, that you trust yourself with, God has put in your life to help you through your spiritual journey, your mental journey, physical journey, financial journey. There's always people that you can have to help you with that. There's information that can help you to get to that place. But we're always supposed to enjoy the process. So my ask is, stop focusing just on the destination. Have a plan, have goals. That's 100% necessary. But enjoy the time going from goal to goal, because you'll look up and you've accomplished all these things, but you don't have any great memories to go off of. And your life is just, oh, they're well accomplished. But they don't seem to be happy. They don't seem to have joy. That's not what we're about. That's not what the kingdom is about. That's not what being an heir is. So as an heir, you were created to enjoy the journey. And if you're enjoying the journey, you're going to flow from destination to destination. So flow on. God bless you all. We'll see you next time.